Thank you for calling the Maryland Abuse Helpline. My name is Al on the recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Ollie Maltzy.
Did you say Ollie?
Yes, sir.
Hello, Ollie. Once again, my name is Al here. I do understand that you're calling to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I understand, you know, this is a pretty sensitive subject, and we're here to help you, okay?
Okay.
Now, I am going to be asking a few questions just to help us understand your situation and see what we can do to help with your case, okay?
Okay.
Now, for this question, if you could simply answer yes or no, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
Okay. And has anyone ever sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically, or sent a packet in the mail to your house to fill out or send back regarding this lawsuit?
No, sir.
Okay. And you're looking to file this claim for yourself, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Now, are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Okay. Now, yes or no, have you received money, or have you ever received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No, sir.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who is seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay. Now, yes or no, have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And did the abuse you experienced involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Yes, sir.
What's the name of the facility? What facility did the abuse occur?
It was at Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center.
Was it the Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center and 300 yes. North Gay Street, Baltimore, Maryland?
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay. All right, let me just look up their phone number real quick. Just want to make sure I have the correct one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I see that their phone number based off of their website is 443-263-8998. Okay. All right. And to the best, now, for all these questions, the answers to these questions, Ollie, are to the best of your remembrance, to the best of your ability. Most of these information are estimates, just to help us get an understanding of what happened. Now, to the best of your remembrance, what was the date, the dates of the abuse?
It was back in August of 1983.
So 8/1/1983, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And how long were you in that facility for?
For that facility for about 2 years.
Okay. So 1983 all the way till
84 and 85. I think it was around about 85, really, before I left.
So like 8/1/1983 all the way to 1/1/1985?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I do understand that this is a very sensitive subject, but would you please, to the best of your ability, describe the abuse that occurred?
Okay. He was doing a lot of fondling. First he started fondling, then he penetrated me.
Anything else that you'd like to add?
Just the fun, the penetration and the touching, you know, private parts.
Okay. And was the abuser an employee? Like, what was their role in the facility?
He was a staff member there. He worked there.
He was employed?
Yes, sir.
any additional information that you'd like me to add in here for your case, it's to help your case, strengthen your claim.
No, it's just that you don't try to tell me that it was okay, you know. I was old enough and I was only 15, you know, and I was very uncomfortable, you know. But I really don't like to think about it, but it's a lot of touching. I don't know what, I know I wasn't the only one, but I don't know the other girls, where they end up at, where they move to. I don't know where they are, but I end up moving to North Carolina with some family.
Okay. I am so sorry that this happened to you, Ollie, but I'm just writing down the best, you know, everything that you've told me, mm-hmm. and give me just one moment, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so based off of what you've told me, you said that you were sexually penetrated and inappropriately touched in your private
mm-hmm.
areas by the abuser, who was a staff member.
Yes, sir.
And that you mentioned how the abuser further coerced with you by stating that mm-hmm. the abusive behavior was acceptable despite your young age.
Yes, sir.
I'm so sorry to hear that. What was your age at the time? Or what is your current age now?
Right now, I'm 56. I was 15 during that time.
You were 15 years old?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. And how old or what's your birthday? What year?
I'm born in 68.
1968. Okay. And you're currently 56, correct?
Yes, sir.
You said it was 19, what year were you born?
I was born in 1968, July
22nd,
1968.
Okay. And you said that the abuser's role at the facility was a staff member, so he was
an employee.
He was
a staff member, yes. Yes, he worked there.
Okay, and what's the name of your abuser?
If I'm not mistaken, his name is Michael. Michael. His name was Michael. I can't remember his last name. No, his first name was Michael. I remember Michael. Very good. Yeah.
Okay. And then I I'm sorry for, you know, what happened. And to the best of your remembrance, would you kindly please give as detailed description of the physical appearance as possible of the abuser?
It was kind of tall. Had dark hair. It was dark. I don't know if he was mixed Indian or Puerto Rican. I don't know exactly what he was, but he did not have dark complexion.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of tall.
Mm-hmm.
For many years, I kept seeing his. A lot of stuff I tried to block out my mind, tried to block out my head.
Absolutely.
But, you know, have a memory, can't just block all it out, but I try anyways.
That's okay. This is to the best of what you can explain. Okay. Okay. All right. So based off of what you've told me, he said that the abuser was tall,
mm-hmm.
with dark hair, having
mm-hmm.
a mixed Indian or Puerto Rican complexion.
Yes. I think he had like a little mustache. I remember mustache. He had a mustache, if I'm not mistaken. I was just trying to
mustache.
Pull it back in my brain. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And what was their role in the above mentioned facility? You said that they were a staff member?
It's a staff member. I just know that he worked there.
Okay. And to the best of your remembrance, how many times were you abused during this time frame?
Had to be at least 5 to 6 times.
Okay. And then where did the abuse occur within the facility?
It was like, I remember like where the kitchen was. If I'm off from the kitchen, there was like an office. The officer would be in that office. Mm-hmm.
Any other areas in the facility?
It was always there.
The kitchen office
mm-hmm.
area.
You'd always say, like, I need to talk to you concerning something. And after, like, that second, third time, I was like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I knew in my mind what he's getting ready to do, but I was just so fearful and so scared because I really didn't know nobody in that facility.
Absolutely.
I didn't know that me and some of the girls becoming, you know, made, like, friends, whatever. But through the years, I've lost contact even, yeah.
I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. Now,
yeah.
What would you say the abuse type? What was the type of abuse?
Sexual.
Okay. You said sexual abuse, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And yes or no, did you disclose any abuse to someone?
No.
Okay. And then, now, to the best of your ability, Ollie, could you kindly describe how has the abuse affected your life?
I would say mentally, emotionally, PTSD, and then, you know, it's hard to keep a job because I'm constantly getting into it with people. I guess I don't know the anger. So I did start it, you know, talk to someone about counseling, but I never got the counseling, never went through it because I didn't feel comfortable really talking about it. I didn't want to talk about it. But depression, I take depression medicine even now. But, yeah.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay.
I have a 2:30 appointment to see my gynecologist. I don't have much longer to go to that 2:30 appointment.
We're almost done here. Just to confirm,
okay.
You said that the abuse caused you to suffer from mental and emotional distress, including
mm-hmm.
PTSD, difficulty obtaining employment, anger issues, social anxiety, and depression.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then yes or no, are you currently employed?
No, sir.
Okay. And was law enforcement ever involved? Yes or no?
What now?
Was law enforcement ever involved?
No, sir.
No,
okay.
No. Do you have any corroboration that you were at the facility? Yes or no?
What you mean?
A corroboration?
No, sir.
So, okay. So corroboration is evidence supporting your statement that you were at the facility. Do you have any?
Just me and a few girls.
Okay.
We talked about it, you know.
Okay.
During the time we were there, we talked about this. Yes, but I ended up being the only one left there.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Longer than they did, yes, sir.
Do you want me to put as your answer yes or no?
No.
No, okay. And then for verification purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And Ollie, would you kindly spell out your legal first name?
It's Ollie.
Okay, last name.
M-A-U-L-T-S-D-Y.
Is that M-A-U-L-C, as in Charles?
T is in Tommy.
Oh, Tommy. And then is that S as in Sam?
Mm-hmm.
D as in Dom, and then Y
no,
as in...
B as in boy. B as
oh,
in boy.
B as in boy. I see. Okay, is it Maltzby?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so Ole Maltzby. I have O-L-L-I-E, Maltzby, M-A-U-L-T-S-B-Y.
Correct.
And what's your date of birth, Ole?
July the 22nd, 1968.
So 7/22/1968?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I have 7/22/1968. And then for security purposes, your social?
243-41-7488.
I have 243-41-7488. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And then what's the email that you want us to use?
M as in Mary, A as in apple, E as in elephant, D as in bell, E as in elephant, L as in love, L as in love, at hotmail.com. Maybell22@hotmail.com. Maybell22@hotmail.com.
Okay, so M-A-E-B-E-L-L, Maybell.
22.
22.
No, Maybell. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's M-A-E-B-E-L-L 22@hotmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, and then the phone number that we have is 910-876-4374. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And is this a primary? 876-4374.
Yes, sir, that's it.
Yes, 910-876-4374.
Yes, sir, that's it.
And this is a mobile number?
It's my mobile, yes, sir.
Okay, and what's the primary mailing address?
P.O. Box.
Or do you have the home address?
Physical, yes, it's 83 R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, Temple, T-E-M-P-L-E, Church Road. Should be Robinson Temple, Church Road, and that's Elizabethtown, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H-T-O-W-N.
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Okay.
Sir?
And
North Carolina.
It's a house, correct?
Yes, that's my home. That's
okay, so I have 83 Robinson Temple Church Road. That's going to be in Elizabethtown, North Carolina. 2837?
337, yes, sir.
Okay, and that's in Bladen County?
Yes, Bladen, yes, sir.
Okay, and then last few questions, yes or no. Have you received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred?
No, I've gone, but I never told them what it was for.
Okay.
I didn't want to talk about it, yeah.
Okay.
For and multiple questions, yeah.
Okay, so you said no, right?
Right, no. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then yes or no. Oh, sorry. We do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This is ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact
okay.
if we're unable to reach you for an extended period.
Okay.
Does this emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Okay. It would be, her name is my sister Donna.
Does it live with you or does she not live with you?
She doesn't live with me. She doesn't live with me.
Okay. It's Donna, D-O-N-N-A.
Donna Hammonds, H-A-M-M-O-N-D-S.
Okay. So D-O-N-N-A-H-A-M-M-O-N-D-S, Donna Hammonds.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what's Donna's phone number?
910-874-1177.
I have 910-874-1177.
Yes, sir.
This is your sibling, correct?
Yes, sir.
And for the email, did you want me to put your email, the maybell22@hotmail.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then what's the mail? What's the primary address for Donna? Or do you want me to put you, yours?
Just use so Donna's address?
Yes. Do you want me to put Donna's address or just put yours?
Just put mine.
Okay. All right, and that's 83 Robin Temple Church Road, Elizabethtown, North Carolina, 28337.
Yes, sir.
All right, and then Ollie, before we wrap up, I'm going to go ahead and send you a text message and an email of the paperwork, and I'm going to walk you through that. But before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they're working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I'll be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes quality assurance to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case.
Yes, sir.
They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up.
Can you
confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any questions before I submit your information?
I do not, sir.
Okay, let me go ahead and send you the paperwork. You're going to receive a text message and an email. They're going to be the same exact thing. It'll say from Alan Raimundo, that's my name.
Okay.
Just one moment. And then I'm going to walk you through that process.
Okay.
It'll take about a minute, not too long.
Okay. And, so someone be minute.
Yeah, I understand that you have an appointment soon. So let's get this quickly. Okay, let me go ahead and send this to you. And then once the paperwork is completed, it's going to be sent to Quality Assurance. Once it finishes through Quality Assurance, I'm going to give you a call back in the next hour or two or three.
Okay.
And then I'm going to transfer you to the law firm so that they can get started on your
case. Okay.
All right. And Ollie, it's Ollie Multsby.
Correct.
The social I have here is 243-417-488.
All right.
Date of birth is 7/22/1968.
Yes, sir.
Address is 83 Robinson Temple Church Road, Elizabethtown, North Carolina, 28337.
All right.
All right. I went ahead and sent that information to you now. The only thing that's also you have to add is a supporting document. And the only supporting document that they need is a photocopy of the front face of your either a driver's license or any government ID number or ID. Let me know once you receive that, and I'll walk you through that real quick here. It's going to be a text message or email. It'll say from Alan Raimundo. And once you open that notification, you'll see a blue link. It'll say to a DocuSign webpage.
I'm doing it now.
Okay. And then please make sure that on areas where it asks you to draw your signature, to please draw your signature. And for the areas where it requests for initials, please put your initials to their respective areas.
Put my initials?
For the areas asking for initials, please make sure to draw your initials.
Draw your signature. I don't think I missed this. Got to get on the road.
We're almost
okay.
Done.
Okay. Doing it from my phone, so.
Okay.
Here's an initial.
to put where it is.
And then there's that little area where it's going to ask for proof of supporting documents. Let me know when you're in that part, and I can walk you through that as well.
I think I'm going to need to get on my computer because I'm standing outside. I need to get in, get my purse up, get going.
That's okay.
I'm late there. Make me reschedule. I don't need to reschedule this appointment.
No worries. You can. Are you almost done?
Not quite.
Okay.
Can I call you right back? Let me go in here and synthesis. Let me get on my computer, okay?
Okay, yeah, it doesn't take that
I'll call you
long.
Right back. Can I call you right back?
I'll send you a text right now through my direct line, and that's what you're going to call back.
Okay, all right.